He's going to continue on this theme of the modes of nature. Tribir gunamayar bhavayar Ebi sarvam idang jagat Mohitang nabi janati Mam ebya param avyayam Tribi Three gunamayai consisting of the gunas. So in terms of the material world, another definition of guna is rope. Rope. That's how we become bound up. When you become under the influence of the modes, it's like being tied up. Just like Yashoda and Damodar. She tried to tie him up, didn't she? But what did she find out? Can't tie him up. Bring on all the rope. Still two fingers too short. Krishna was proving there, hey, I'm nirguna. No rope can tie me. Therefore, what did the song say? Bhakti badham. He's tied by what? Bhakti, devotion. Not by some rope. It is only the ropes of Yashoda's pure love that ties up Krishna, not the rope. That was the whole purpose. She brought rope after rope after rope, couldn't tie him. So Krishna was showing us through Yashoda, I'm nirguna, can't tie me up. Ha, bhakti badham. But if you have strong, tivrena, strong devotion, then you can tie up Krishna. Okay, let's see. Okay, next word. Bhavai. By the states of being. Abhi. All these. Sarvam. Whole. Idam. This. Jagat. Universe. Mohitam. Deluded. Na abhijanati. Does not know. Mam, me, Abhya, above these. Param, the supreme. Avyayam, inexhaustible. Please repeat. Deluded by the three modes. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. The whole world does not know me. Who am above the modes and inexhaustible. How many days did Krishna hold up Govardhan Hill? 7 days. That proves he's inexhaustible. That's just one example. So here's this verse is why we can't see God. Sometimes you'll get that question. Oh, I'll believe in God when he reveals himself to me, or when you show me, have you seen God? Here's why we can't see God. We can't see God because we are under the modes of material nature. You become free from the modes of material nature, now you can see God. That's the problem. We are conditioned by these modes of nature, and to the extent that we are conditioned by the modes of nature, we're not going to be able to see God. And God is everywhere. He's everywhere. He's localized. He's in your heart, your heart, your heart, your heart. And he's also in Goloka Vrindavan. Not that he's in our hearts and he's vacant in the spirit. No, he's there. So he's everywhere. But how many times have you seen Krishna in your heart? Huh? Do you look in the mirror? Do you see Krishna in your heart? You haven't seen. Because you're covered, we're covered by the modes of nature. Until we're free from the covering of these modes of nature, you're not going to see. Purport. The whole world is enchanted by the three modes of material nature. Those who are bewildered by these three modes cannot understand that transcendental to this material nature is the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Every living entity under the influence of material nature has a particular type of body and a particular type of psychological and biological activities accordingly. There are four classes of men functioning in the three modes of material nature. Krishna mentioned this in chapter 4, Chaturvarnyam Mayasustam Guna Karma Vibhagasha, that these Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, this system was created by me. So Prabhupada is now picking up on that concept. Those who are purely in the mode of goodness are called Brahmanas. Those who are purely in the mode of passion are called Kshatriyas. Those who are in the modes of both passion and ignorance are called Vaishyas. Those who are completely in ignorance are called Shudras. And those who are less than that are animals or animal life. However, these designations are not permanent. I may either be a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or whatever. In any case, this life is temporary. But although life is temporary, and we do not know what we are going to be in the next life, by the spell of this illusory energy, we consider ourselves in terms of this bodily conception of life, and we thus think that we are American, Indian, Russian, or Brahmana, Hindu, Muslim, etc. If we become entangled with the modes of material nature, then we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is behind all these modes. So Lord Krishna says that living entities deluded by these three modes of nature do not understand that behind the material background is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many different kinds of living entities, human beings, demigods, animals, etc. And each and every one of them is under the influence of material nature. So even the demigods are under the influence of the modes of nature. And all of them have forgotten the transcendent personality of Godhead. Those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, and even those who are in the mode of goodness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the Absolute Truth. They are bewildered before the Supreme Lord in his personal feature, which possesses all beauty, opulence, knowledge, strength, fame, and renunciation. When even those who are in goodness cannot understand, what hope is there for those in passion and ignorance? Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature, and those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated. And that is, you will see this theme repeated both by Krishna and by Prabhupada throughout this Bhagavad Gita. At least three direct references, chapter 8, chapter 11, chapter 18. How is Krishna revealed? How does one know Krishna? How can one see Krishna? Bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. No other way. I'm sorry. That's not what the Bhagavad Gita says. And repeatedly throughout Prabhupada's purport, he's simply reiterating what Krishna says. It is only by undivided devotional service. Only. So this is the whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita, to come to the point of rendering this pure, unalloyed devotional service. That is what it means to surrender. It means to be engaged in bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And now we get to one of the most important verses in the Bhagavad Gita.